The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. The Badgers are 2-2 in conference play and 5-2 overall. Wisconsin hosts Nebraska on Saturday, a 7 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Another top 10 team and a good football team in Nebraska, and excited to be back home and looking forward to a good week of preparation with our team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chris Hady, Land of 10.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good, Chris. How you doing?
Good. Hey, quick question. You know, Nebraska and Wisconsin have played some pretty epic games in the past few years, and I know there's definitely some ill will in Lincoln toward Wisconsin. I'm curious if you think that this matchup is kind of turning into a budding rivalry.
Well, I think there's definitely a really healthy respect for Nebraska and their program, and certainly their teams, and this year's no different. And I think they've been the ones I've only been involved in a couple, but they've been really good teams playing and and good games. And so I don't. I think it's one of those games. You know, our players know we're going against a really well coached, talented team, and to give ourselves the best chance, we've got to do a great job of preparing this week, and you got to go out and play it. But I don't know about the other stuff.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Lee Barfnett, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Paul.
Hello.
What's it mean? I mean, how important is it to get Beagle back? I mean, especially with Sitchie going down, but just having Vince back for what he brings to your whole defense.
Yeah, I think that all of it, you know, certainly you'd like playing with your best players, but the big picture, I'm excited that Vince gets to come back and he's playing football. He loves playing the game, and he missed a couple opportunities in games that I know he would have loved to have played in, and that's what makes me feel most for Sitch, you know, is that he misses out on those opportunities. And there's no doubt that, you know, we want to have, and we're glad to have Vince back, and you want to go through as a coach. You want to go through the whole season with all your guys. Seldom, if ever, does that happen. But I think it's, you know, when guys come back, like you're asking about Vince, you love it, and certainly he adds value to your team. But you love it because you get to be around these guys so much. You know that they enjoy it, and you like. I like seeing them play and enjoy seeing them enjoying the game, so it's great to have him back.
Okay. See you Saturday. Thanks.
All right, Lee.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Luke Meredith, Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, sort of a similar question to what Lee asked, but how do you adjust without Sitchie out there for the rest of the year? Do you do any tweaks, or is it sort of a next man up kind of deal?
Well, I think that you're always... I think it's both, right? That good coaching's how do you put your players in the best position for them to have success, and when you do that, I think the people that you're doing it with matter. And I thought that was one of the things that our defense staff did a great job is who are our guys, what do they do well, how can you highlight that or put them in those positions, and then how do you coach them to develop the things that they need work on. And so I think the truthful answer is there's always a combination of the two that you're working with what your guys can do. And it fits within the scheme and the guys that'll play, you know, because of injury, you know, they've been working on that stuff. I mean, we've got guys that have played, you know, Ryan Connolly has played, you know, Leon Jacobs has played in games, and so you're certainly not going to become a new defense because of an injury, but you can't say that, you know, they're different guys, so I think you have to adjust.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.